Happy Mother's Day.
哦，今天是我们的母亲节。
Those of you who are mothers, well done.
也跟我们当中所有做母亲的说，嗯，也是大大祝福你们。
These days are not easy.
那么在现今的时代来养育孩童是很不容易的一件事情。
Happy Mother's Day.
我们再次祝我们所有的母亲。
What I don't understand is why are there two Mother's Day?
哦，对，好像那个时间不同。那有两个母亲节。
And there's no two Father's Day.
但是却没有两个父亲节是吗？
有吗？ OK，
好像大家庆祝那个母亲节的时间好像不同。
Anyway, no one seems to remember Father's Day.
We will next time. Yeah, we will do. Yeah. 好，我们下次一定要记得。
Anyway,
父亲节。
So congratulations, mothers.
再次祝福我们众多姊妹做母亲的姊妹们。
Amen. We three weeks time will be Easter Sunday.
那么还有三周的时间呢，可能就已经到那个复活节的主日了。
Time really fast, it's very quick, isn't it?
时间过得非常的快。
So it was on the 5th of April, this Easter Sunday.
那么是4月5号呢，就是我们复活节的主日。
And so in the next few weeks, I'm going to focus upon Easter.
所以在接下来几周当中呢，我的讲道会专注关于复活节的内容。
Because in our lives, this is very important to know what Jesus has done for us.
因为在我们的生命当中，我们需要非常清楚知道耶稣为我们所做的一切。
What did he do on the cross for us?
耶稣在十字架为我们所做的一切。
And so today I want to start off with, Jesus is our mediator.
今天我跟大家分享的是耶稣是我们的仲裁者。
And he is the...
中保。
中保。中保 sounds a bit...To whatever, right? But so I decided to use arbitration.
Okay, 好, 好。Jesus is our mediator.
Yeah. So a mediator. So he is the only true mediator.
他是唯一一个最真实的
仲裁者。Now, what is a mediator?
那么这个仲裁者是什么意思呢？
A mediator is somebody that stands between two parties that are in negotiation.
那么这个仲裁者呢，是站在两方之间来做一个调和的调停的作用，调解。
And each party will want what they want.
那么每一方呢，都想争取自己的权益。
Now, why is it that Jesus is the only true mediator?
为什么我们说耶稣是唯一那个最真实的那个仲裁者呢？
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 to 6 confirms that he's the only true mediator.For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time.
这里提摩太前书的二章五到六节说，因为只有一位神，在神和人之间也只有一位中保，是成为人的基督耶稣，他献上自己做人人的赎价，在适当的时候连这事已经证实了。
So one of the first truths that you and I need to really sink into our hearts is that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man.
所以有一个真理是必须要牢牢地扎在我们的心里面的，就是说只有一位是在神和人之间一位中保，那就是耶稣基督。
Believe it or not, Job actually tells us why.
不管你们相不相信也好，其实
Job actually give us the understanding why is it that Jesus is the only true mediator.
那么其实约伯自己也向我们解释了为什么在神和人之间只有一位中保。
And so Job chapter 9 verse 32 to 33 says, For he, which is God, is not a man as I am, but I may answer him, that we should go to court together.Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both.
约伯记的九章三十二到三十三节说，他不像我是个人，使我可以回答他，使我们可以一同受审判。我们中间没有仲裁者，可以按手在我们两罩之间。
So Job is saying, the mediator between myself and God, one thing is that God, you have to understand God is not man.
所以约伯在说，好像我跟神之间，因为神不是像人一样。
So therefore, Job is saying, we need a mediator who is man and God.
所以约伯在说，那么我们因为是这样的情况，那么我们需要在神与人之间需要一个仲裁者。那么既是人，有又是神。
Job is basically saying, for a mediator to be able to qualify as mediator between God and man, that person has to both be God and at the same time be man.
所以约伯在解释说，如果有一个人要有资格做人和神之间的仲裁者，那么他必须同时是人，也同时是神才可以。
And only Jesus is God and man at the same time.
所以只有我们的基督耶稣才符合这个条件，他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
Being fully God, he can represent God.
因为他是完全的神，所以他可以代表父神。
Being fully man, he can represent man.
因为他也是完全的人，所以他可以代表我们人。
And because of that, he can lay hand on God and lay a hand on man.
所以因为这样的原因，他可以按手在这个两方之间。
That's why he's the only mediator.
所以基督耶稣是唯一的中保仲裁者。
Because he's the only true.God and man at the same time.
因为他是唯一的一位那完全的人，又是完全的神。
The most important truth is that 2,000 years ago, Jesus came in the flesh.
那么更重要的一个真理在2000年之前，耶稣道成肉身。
We call that the incarnation of Christ.
我们称为耶稣基督的道成肉身。
He has to be a man.
他必须要成为人的样式。
As well as remaining as God.
同时有带也保持神的神性。
John tells us the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰福音告诉我们道成的肉身住在我们中间。
So one of the most important truth about Easter is that Jesus is both God and man.
所以作为复活节当中我们很需要思想的一个真理就是耶稣是神也是完全的人。
Easter is all about the work of the mediator.
那么复活节是关乎这个唯一的仲裁者他的工作。
What is it that Jesus mediated?
那么耶稣他在为什么事来做这个仲裁呢?
So therefore we have to look towards God. What does God want in this negotiation between God and man?
所以我们要转向神来问说，那么在这个仲裁当中，我们到底人和神到底想要得到什么
？And secondly, what does man want in this negotiation?、
那么首先是神要什么？第二点就是我们人需要得到什么
？And it is the Easter work of God. It is during Easter that Jesus accomplished this.
那么就是在这个复活节期间呢，神成就了这所有的一切。
So what is it that God wants in this negotiation?
那么在这个谈判当中，那么神想要得到什么呢
？What did Jesus mediate for God in order for God to have what He wants？
那么耶稣作为中间的这个仲裁者，他要为神获得怎样一个权益呢
？And so we have to turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, and it says here, at the time Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."That you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
马太福音的十一章二十五到二十六节说，那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你把这些事向聪明智慧的人隐藏起来，而向婴孩启示出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Verse 27.All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
二十七节记得说，一切都是我父交给我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意启示的人，没有人知道父。
So what God wants in this negotiation?What he wants Jesus to mediate for him is so that he is known to man. Revelation of God, the Father to mankind.
所以在这个仲裁当中，父作为神，他想要借着耶稣基督这个唯一的仲裁者得到的一个事实，就是他想把关于父的启示赐给人。
So God the Father wants Jesus to reveal the Father to the world, to mankind. So that man knows that the Father is God.
所以父神想要达到的目的是借着耶稣基督向世人向人来启示他自己，所以人可以认识这位父就是神。
Now that might sound quite simple, but it's actually incredible revelation for humanity to know who God is.
所以这个听起来很简单，但是对于人来说要明白这位神是非常奇妙的，需要一个奇妙的启示和看见。
Because in this world there are many things that call themselves God.
在这个世上有很多的东西称自己会是神。
Mankind worship many things called God.
我们人敬拜很多看似是神的偶像。
But Jesus, as mediator, he revealed who the true one God is.
所以只有耶稣基督向我们启示是那一位独一的唯一的真神。
And that's why Christianity is very different. Because what Christianity revealed to us about God is totally different from all other gods.
所以我们基督教的信仰是很不同的，是因为我们向世人所启示的显明的这个神是完全与众不同的。
And it is in Easter. It is the work of the cross of Christ. Do we fully understand who this God is?
所以就是在复活节期间，借着耶稣在十字架的工作，让我们完全的明白神是谁。
There is no other God that will humble himself and live a humble life, being humiliated by human beings and then die for them.
没有一位神会自己降世为人，过一个极其谦卑卑微的一个生命，并且为他们为人类死去，被人羞辱钉十字架。
Without the cross, we do not understand who our God is.
没有十字架的工作，我们无法完全的明白神。
It is only when we see God through the cross do we realize who this God really is.
只有借着十字架的工作，我们才能真正的认识这位神是谁。
It is through the cross do we realize his nature.
借着十字架，我们可以认识他的本性。
That this is a God of love.
这是一位爱的神。
A God that's willing to give up his son for us.
这一位神他甚至愿意为你我来牺牲他爱子的生命。
A God that really cares about humanity.
这位神是如此的看顾在意我们全部的人类。
The gods that mankind have spoke about in stories, none of the gods are like this.
在人类的历史上没有任何一位神有这样的一个作为。
Humanity always existedso that the gods can rule over them, so that they can be slaves of the divine God.
所以人可以存在是让我们可以在神的掌管之下。
But our God is different.
但我们的神却不同。
He served us.
我们的神来是来侍奉我们。
He looked after us.
他来看顾我们。
Amen. And so, number one, God wants to reveal himself through Christ.The mediator.
所以第一点就是父神想借着基督耶稣这个仲裁者来向世人启示他自己。
Notice, that's what God wants in this negotiation.
一定要记住啊，这是神在这个仲裁谈判当中他想要达到一个目的。
It's like Job says, standing in the court. What does God want? He wants to reveal himself.
就好像站在一个法庭里面，神想要达到的一个目的是什么？就是显示启示他自己。
And secondly, what God wants in this negotiation is to give mankind a better covenant.
所以第二点就是神想借着这样的一个仲裁赐给我们世人一个更美之约。
Because in this better covenant is how God can redeem mankind.
因为只有在这样的一个更美之约当中，神才可以救赎我们世人。
So God wants revelation, number one. Second, God wants to give us a new covenant.
所以第一点，神要给我们启示；第二点，神要给我们一个更美之约。
That's what he wants.
这是神想要的。
And so Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 says, But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises.
希伯来书的八章六节说，如今耶稣已经得了更优越的侍奉，正如他做了更美之约的中保，这约原是凭着更美之应许所立的。
Hebrews 9:15 says, Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, for that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeemed them from the transgression committed under the first covenant.
那么接着希伯来书九章十五节说，为此基督做了新约的中保，因为他的死赎了人在第一个约之时所犯的罪过，使蒙召的人能得着所应许的永远的产业。
So let's pause there for a moment.
我们在这里稍稍停留一下。
Think about it.
我们来思想一下。
The eternal God.
这个永恒的神。
The almighty God.
这个全能的神。
The great I am.
这是那个自有拥有的神。
What does he want?
他想要什么呢?
He wants to reveal himself.
首先他要向世人启示他自己。
And he wants to give us a better covenant.
然后他想给我们一个更美之约。
How many of us realize that God really loves us?
有多少人真的从这两点就可以意识到神是如此的爱我们?
If that's what he wants, how much does he care about us?
如果这是真的他想要赐给我们的，那他到底有多么的在乎我们，在意我们。
Sometimes in our lives, we feel that God is not there for us.
很多时候在我们生命当中，我们觉得神没有与我们同在。
We feel that he's not around.
我们觉得神离我们很远。
And that he doesn't take any notice of what's going on in our lives.
我觉得神好像不关注我生命中发生的所有的事情。
If that ever happens, if you ever think like that,You say stop.
如果你真诚，但每当你有这样的想法的时候，你要告诉这个思想去停止。
Think about what I just said today.
一定要记住我今天所告诉你们的。
He wants to you to know him.
神的心意是想要让我们来认识他。
And he wants you and me to have a better covenant.
他想让你我都能承受这个更美之约。
One that will give us life.
这个约能给我们生命的约。
Amen.
Amen.
So God is good.
我们的神是良善的神。
Now, when it comes to man, what does man want?
那么在这个仲裁当中，人想要得到什么呢？
What does man want?
那么人想要得到什么呢？
In this negotiation, what does man truly want?
在这个谈判当中，我们人真的想要得到什么呢？
Now we have to think about the Old Testament.
我们想想在旧约当中
And we have to think about the religions of this world.
我们想想在这个世上有很多那些宗教的仪式
Why does man want to go and worship a god?
为什么人他们想要去拜一位神一个偶像呢
What does man really want?
我们人想要达到什么得到什么呢
why is it in the world there are so many different idols, so many different gods?
为什么在这个世上有如此众多不同各种各样的那个神和偶像呢
I remember going to someone's house,And just by the door, there was a big table.
我记得有一次我去一个人家里，刚刚进门呢，就是一个很大的桌子。
And that person had different gods.
那么在桌子上摆着各种各样不同的偶像。
Well, it's international.
是国际不同国籍的那偶像。
I see 观音 there, I see Buddha there.
有观音，有菩萨。
And then I see Jesus there as well.
还有耶稣。
I also see Mary there.
还有玛利亚也在那边。
It was a variety performance.
就是各种各样的偶像都有。
So I said to this lady, why do you have so many gods?
然后我对这个女士说，你为什么这么多这个偶像摆这里？
You never know.
她说你不知道。
When I must, one of them must, will probably answer my prayer.
她说可能我随便拜一个，可能其中一个会垂听我的祷告。
Just in case.
就是避免有任何的差错。
You see, what the lady has revealed is this.
所以从她这个心思当中我们可以看到一点。
Man wants access to the worship of God.
所以其实我们人是想要进入这种与神的同在当中。
We want to be able to approach God.
我们想要进入到神的同在。
You see, in the Old Testament, we see that for them to approach God, you need the blood of animals, you need cleansing, you need the temple, you need priests.
所以我们看到在旧约当中，如果一般的百姓要亲近神的话，有很多繁琐的一些需要洒祭牲的血，需要祭司，需要做这个做那个。
Nobody can approach God without death.
因为如没有一个人就是没有死亡是不能靠近神的。
God dwells in an unapproachable light.
好像神做了一个让人无法靠近的一个光中。
Nobody can see God's face and live.
没有人见了神的面还得以存活。
God is so holy that he is unapproachable.
神是如此的圣洁以致让人是无法靠近的。
Therefore, it is impossible to truly worship him.
所以因为这样的一个事实让我们人无法真正的来敬拜他。
Amen. What does Jesus say to the Samaritan woman?
Samaritan woman. Let's have a
look. John 4 verse 23. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him.
在约翰福音四章二十三节说时候将到现在就是了那真正敬拜父的要用心灵和诚实敬拜他因为父要这样的人敬拜他
God is basically saying none of these animal sacrifice none of these priests can approach me
他说不是借着这些所有祭牲的那些血或者这些祭司能靠近我来敬拜我
You cannot approach me
你们不能来靠近我
In the Old TestamentIt's true. Nobody, not even the priest, in fact, only the high priest once a year can actually go into the holies of holy, and if he is blessed, he will come out alive.
所以其实在旧约当中我们看到没有一般的平民老百姓可以靠近神除了大祭司一年一次才可以进入到至圣所当中。
He has to have the blood of a pure animal.
他必须要拿着那个无瑕疵的一个祭牲的血才可以进入到至圣所当中
in order to approach God just once in the year
只能在一年当中一次这样小心翼翼地进入到神的同在里
面 everybody in entire Israel has to be outside
以色列的全所有的百姓都必须要等在外面
no one can approach God
没有一个人可以随意的
Just like the rest of the world, and no one through their pagan gods can actually approach the true living God.
所以就是在世人当中，没有一个人靠着敬拜那些偶像，可以真正的进入这个至高、唯一的真实的同在里。
If you cannot approach God, how can you truly worship Him?
如果我们都不能靠近这位神，我们如何说真正的来敬拜他呢？
But then Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "There will be a day when you can actually." Truly worship God.
但是耶稣对这个撒玛利亚妇人说，他说时候将到，他说你要真正的来敬拜父。
Because for you to worship God, you need the truth.
因为我们要来敬拜真正的敬拜神，我们需要在真理当中。
And you need the Spirit.
我们需要在灵里面。
And both are missing.
这两样东西都缺乏。
Mankind does not have the spirit to worship God.
我们世人没有这个灵来敬拜神。
Because the spirit has been corrupted in man.
因为我们人里面的这个灵已经被败坏了。
In our fallen nature,
已经堕落了。
Our spirit has lost its function in approaching God.
因为我们在亚当夏娃犯罪以后，我们的人的本性堕落之后，我们的灵已经沉睡，无失去了来接近神的这个功能。
And we don't know how to approach God.
我们也丧失了这样的能力，不知道如何来亲近神。
Because you need the truth.
因为我们需要这个真理。
And Jesus says, "I am the truth."
耶稣说，我就是那真理。
Amen. Amen. If He is the truth,
如果基督是真理的话。
Then we can only approach God through the truth.
所以如果基督是真理的话，我们只有借着他，我们才可以来亲近神。
And through His salvation, our spirit has been renewed.
那么借着基督给我们的救赎，我们的灵得重生。
So therefore, we can finally truly approach God.
所以我们可以最终终于得以来就近神了。
In spirit, because we are now children of God.The Holy Spirit now is inside us. We are born again.
因为我们靠着圣灵的内住，我们得重生，我们成为神的儿女。
And Jesus being the truth, we can approach God through Him.
所以因为基督耶稣作为那唯一的真理，我们可以借着基督来进入到父的同在里。
Without knowing, mankind is longing to worship God.
就是其实我们人都没察觉到，我们人是渴慕、切慕来敬拜神的。
But we don't know how.
我们不知道如何来做。
Amen. It doesn't matter whether people believe in God or not. Somehow in the human history, there is a desire, There is an emptiness. Something. They want something that is divine.
所以不管我们人相信不相信也好，其实在我们人类历史上有这样的事证明，我们人里面的所被造的这个本性就渴慕来进入到神的同在里面。
That's、
我们的空虚
man is longing for.
所以就是我们里面的那个渴慕。
You may or may not know it, but we long for true worship.
所以可能连你自己有可能都没有意识到，我们渴慕的是那个真正的一个敬拜。
So Christ the mediator has now given us true worship.
所以基督作为那唯一的仲裁者，就为我们得到了这个真正的敬拜。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 says, For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
在以弗所书的二章十八节说，因为我们双方借着他，在同一位圣灵里得以进到父面前。
Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praises to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
希伯来书的十三章十五节说，我们应当借着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这是那宣认他名的人嘴唇所结的果子。
Hebrews 13 just now describes our worship.
希伯来书十三章这个经文正描述了我们的敬拜。
Our New Testament worship.
我们在新约当中的一个敬拜。
That we can praise him.
就是我们可以来赞美这位神。
With our lips.
用我们的嘴唇
and it gives us the fruit.
那这样的敬拜让我们结出这样的果子。
We are accessing God's presence through our worship.
我们借着我们的敬拜来进入到他的里面。
So for us to come here on Sunday to worship, it is a privilege.
所以每周日我们在这里来敬拜我们的神是如此大一个特权。
It is an honor.
是如此大一个尊荣。
Not everyoneCan do this.
没不是任何一个人都有这样的一个特权可以
这样做。People may go to the temple, pray to their idol. They may can do all kinds of things, but they're not accessing the true God.
人纵然可以去到寺庙里面去敬拜他们的那些偶像，但是他们没有办法进入到这位真正的唯一的神的同在里面。
My parents worshipped the idol Guanyin for 50 years, and not one of their prayers has ever reached.The true God.
我的父母曾经拜观音、拜偶像，拜了五十年，但是他们没有一次的祷告达到了这位至高真神的面前。
All the incense.
他们所有那献祭烧香。
All the candles.
所有那些蜡烛，他的。
All the devotion.
他们所有的那些在神那个偶
像面前的。Millions upon millions of people all over the world are worshiping their idols because they want to access God.
在这个世上有成千上百万的人，他们都在拜他们的偶像。
They want to access God through their worship.
他们想借着他们这样的那个敬拜、他们的献祭来进入到神的同在里。
And not one of their prayers are heard by, not one of their worship is accepted by God.
但是他们的这样的一个敬拜，没有一个这样敬拜是被神所悦纳的。
Because there is no mediator.
因为在他们之间没有这个中保。
Amen.There is no God and man standing in between God and man.
因为没有一个是完全的人或者神的一个中保站在人与神之间。
But God receives our worship.
但是神却悦纳我们的敬拜。
That millions upon millions of people want.
这是其他众人不认识神的人他们所渴慕的。
To be able to worship God.
他们能得以来敬拜神。
To be able to access God.
能得以进入到神的同在里。
We can.
我们可以
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we need to do more.
就是我们需要更多的来敬拜神。
We need to worship him.
我们要来敬拜他。
Not only in songs and praise.
不光是在诗歌和赞美当中。
With our lives.
而是用我们的生命来敬拜他。
We constantly need to be approaching God's presence.
我们需要每时时刻刻都来渴慕进到他的同在里面。
Amen. That's why when you come to church, don't skip.The worship.
所以每次来教会的时候，一定不要错过这个敬拜。
Jesus gave his life for us in order that we may have true worship.
耶稣为我们舍命，以致让我们今天可以得以进入这个真正的敬拜当中。
It cost him his life to give us that privilege.
这是花了 耶稣的生命已经为我们赚得这样一个特权。
Even Israel with the temple with everything, they could not access God like the way we can.
在旧约当中，甚至以色列百姓他们有圣殿、有祭司、有各样的这些仪式，他们都无法像我们今天这样可以进到神的同在里面。
Man wants access to God.
我们人是渴慕能进到神的同在里面。
Just like that lady I was telling you, she wants to access God for help.
就像我刚刚提到那个女士，她是想要来到真的神面前来得到帮助的。
She wanted one of the idols to actually listen.
她想知道她拜的众多的偶像当中，可能碰巧有其中一位听她的祷告。
To open the door for her to access God.
为她打开那扇门，她可以进入到那个神的敬拜当中。
But they can't.
但是这些偶像做不到这一点。
Amen. Everybody think they can, but you can't.
很多人觉得他们的神、他们的偶像可以，但是事实是不可以的。
That's why the true God remains unknown.
所以这就是真正的神是无法向他们显明的。
Until we come to Jesus.
直到我们借着基督。
Through Jesus, we receive the revelation.
借着耶稣基督，我们获得对父的一个启示。
Through Jesus, we receive a new covenant.
借着耶稣基督，我们得到这个更美之约。
In order to give us what we want.
为了让我们得到我们所渴慕的。
What do we want?
我们想要什么呢?
We want to access God through worship.
我们想借着敬拜来进入到神的同在里。
Amen. And secondly, what do mankind really want?
那么第二点，我们作为世人，我们人类真正想要什么呢?
Why do we want to access God?
为什么我们想要渴慕进到神的同在里呢?
Because we want.Him to hear our prayers.
因为我们想他听到我们的祷告。
That's number two.
这是第二点。
What do we want?
我们想要什么？
One, we want to be able to worship God.
第一是我们想要能进入到敬拜当中。
Second, we want to be able to pray to God.
第二点是希望我们能跟神祷告，神能听到我们的，垂听我们的祷告。
Amen. Lots of people pray, but is God listening?
很多人他们祷告，但是神真的听到他
们的祷告吗？ Is it reaching to the true God?
他们的祷告真的达到那个真神的面前吗？
Because you need a mediator.
是因为我们需要这个仲裁者，这个
仲保。The mediator give us access to God.
只有这个借助基督才给我们这样子一个通道。
And in the access, it opens the way for our prayers.
只有借着这样的一个方式，我们的祷告才上到神的面前。
In John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should but abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
约翰福音的十五章十六节说：“不是你们拣选了我，而是我拣选了你们，并且派你们去结果子，让你们的果子得以长存，好使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他会赐给你们。”
That's why when we pray in Jesus' name.
这是为什么每当我们祷告的时候，我们会说奉耶稣的名。
Because only prayers through Jesus' name actually gets to God.
因为只有借着耶稣这个中保的名所做的祷告，才可以达到父面前，神才会听到这样的祷告。
Amen. That is what we want.
这是我们想要得到的。
That is what the entire world wants.
这是可能世人都想要的。
To be able to pray.
世人都想要能祷告。
And for God to hear and answer their prayers.
然后有神呢听到他们的祷告，并且垂听他们的祷告。
And that's why when I went back.A home 40 years ago now.
这就是我超过就40多年前回。
And my mom said, "How dare you betray 观音?"
就是我当时刚刚信主，我回到家的时候，然后我妈妈就跟我说，你怎么敢背叛观音，我们的祖宗，我们的这个神呢？
I said to her, "Jesus is the true God."
我告诉她，耶稣才是真正的神。
Now I don't know why I said this. I said.Only He answers prayers.
我不知道当时为什么我讲这些话。我说只有他垂听祷告。
She said, "Really?"
他说真的吗
？I said, "You've been praying all these years. What happened to the family?"
然后我就问我妈妈，我说你这么多年为家里人祷告，
这怎么样呢 ？The very thing that you want is not given to you.
我说你真正想求的那个事情有没有给你啊
？I said, "Your God has no power."
我说你拜的这个偶像没有能力的。
I said.Is our family any better?
难道你拜了这么多年，我们的家庭有好有改变吗？
Is anybody answering your prayers?
有人真的垂听你的祷告吗？
I said, Mom, look upstairs. Look at the ceiling is all black because of your incense.
说妈妈，你看看这个天花板，因为你每天烧香，那个天花板都变黑了。
And yet I only just know Jesus.
然后当时我刚刚认识主。
And he answers my prayers.
但是他马上就垂听了我的祷告。
Really? He answers your prayers?
然后我妈就说，啊，真的，他垂听你的祷告。
I said, yes.
我说是的。
What prayer did he answer?
然后他到底垂听你什么祷告啊？
I said, I prayed that I would see my brother, and I did.
然后我说我当时跟耶稣求我可以见到我的哥哥，但我祷告完之后我真的见到了。
Well, those of you who know that story, my brother left home 4 years earlier.
可能我们当中有些人知道这个故事哈，就当时我的哥哥呢，在4年前离家了。
And my mother was longing for him.
我妈妈很想见到他。
But we didn't talk about him because nobody wants to bring up my brother as a subject.
因为在家里面大家都很避讳，不想提讲到我的哥哥，讲到这个事情。
We all hated him.
所以当时我们心里呢，对他都满怀
了仇恨。My heart was full of bitterness.
我心里也非常的苦毒。
But thank God for my cell leader.
但是当时很感谢我当时那个小组长。
He said, Joshua, do you have anything to forgive?
然后当时他就问我Joshua, 你有没有什么东西你需要去原谅饶恕的呢？
I said, only a small thing.
我说很小的一件事情。
I said, I really hate my older brother.
我说我真的很恨我的哥哥。
He said, how much do you hate him?
我说你到底有多恨他呢？
I said, I want to kill him.
我恨他，我想杀了他。
He said, do you know you must forgive?
然后我那个小组长就跟我说，你知道吗？你一定要原谅他。
I said, what nonsense.
我说你在说什么废话。
You see, that's why I keep talking about forgiveness.
所以就是为什么我不断跟大家讲说要饶恕这个事
情。Because I know what forgiveness does.
因为我知道饶恕所带来的那个力量。
It opens the gate of blessings.
它打开那个祝福的那扇门。
I believe I will not be able to preach the gospel to my family if I did not forgive my brother.
我相信我如果没有当初没有原谅我的哥哥，我是不可能打开这个福音的门给我的家人。
I am certain that if you do not forgive, God can't bless.
我非常的确定，如果你不能去原谅的话，神不能祝福你的。
And so I was confronted. You need to forgive your brother.
所以当时我就很被给我一个挑战，说我一定要原谅我的哥哥。
And then being clever.
然后当时我
being trying to be clever.
当时我自己好像自作聪明啊。
I said I want to forgive him, which is a lie.
当时我就很冠冕堂皇的说啊，我是很想要原谅他。
However, how can I forgive him?When I haven't seen him for the last 4 years.
他说，诶，我都没有当面见到他，我怎么能原谅他呢？但是我给自己找借口。
I said, what shall I do, cell leader?
然后当时呢，我就很自己聪明的问我的小组长说，那我应该怎么做呢？我就见不到他了。
He said, pray.
然后他就说，那你应该祷告啊。
That you will see your brother.
你跟神求，让神让你见到他。
So I said, okay, I will do that.
我说，好吧，那我这样做。
Was my heart forgiving? No.
当时我其实真的想要原谅吗？完全不是。
I just said it in order to get him off my back.
我其实只是这样说，找推辞来不要做这个事情。
But when I prayed, I sincerely did pray.
但后来我确实也认真去祷告这件事。
I said, Father,
我说父啊
，Help me to forgive my brother.
你帮我来原谅我的哥哥。
If you want me, help me to meet him.So that I can truly forgive him.
我说你帮助我可以见到他，然后我站着我就会真正的原谅他。
And then my mind said impossible.
然后当时其实我祷告完就说，绝对不可能。
And then the following week.
然后隔了一周。
We decided to go to Chinatown.
然后我们决定去唐人街吃饭。
And then we went to Wong Gate.
我们去旺季吃饭。
And as I came out of Wong Gate.
然后当从旺季吃完饭走出来以后。
And I stood out, came out.
我站在那个门口。
My brother, who I have not seen for 4 years, was walking by.
我那个没有四年没见面的哥哥突然朝我走过来。
I was stunned.
我当时愣在那边，惊呆了。
I just let him go by.
然后我就让他从我面前走过。
And then we went to Leicester Square.
然后来我们去到 Leicester Square.
And I did not, and I still don't know what did we watch.
当时我都忘记了我们看的什么了。
I have no collection or memory.Of that event.
当时我现在对当时那个发生的事情完全没有记忆了。
Because throughout the movie, I was not watching. It was the Holy Spirit stirring my heart.
所以其实当时我人坐在那边看电影，但是我完全不知道我看了什么，因为整个过程就是圣灵在我里面做工。
I answered your prayers.
圣灵说在搅动我的心，说我哦，昨天你的祷告啦。
You did not forgive.
但是你还没有原谅啊。
Then I said, Holy Spirit, let me meet him again.
然后后来我又开始跟圣灵那边讨价还价，说你让我再见他一面。
This time, I really meant it.
然后这次我真的是认真的
说 Because I felt really guilty.
我因为我真的觉得里面有点愧疚感。
As we went back, we decided, somebody said, let's go to Tottenham Court Road and to catch the train there.
当时他们有人就提议说我们去 Tottenham Court Road 那个地铁站那边去坐地铁。
We could have just went anywhere, but we decided. So we walked towards Tottenham Court Road.
所以当时我们就从唐人街一直走到 Tottenham Court Road 那边。
And there, right in front of us, was my brother.
然后站在我面前又是我的哥哥。
And I started to slow down.
然后当时我就看到他以后就越走越慢。
But he slowed down even more.
然后他走得比我还慢。
So in the end, I caught up with him.
然后就哦，他走在我前面，然后我最后还是追上他了。
And I said, "How are you, brother?"
啊，我说大哥啊，怎么样啊
？And then instantly, I forgave him in my heart.
哦，在那个瞬间，我心里就原谅他了。
And that was the beginning of the miracle in our family.
那就是我从那一刻开始，我们家里的发生的神迹
开始了。Well, the deliverance of our family.
是对我们整个家庭的一个释放跟救赎。
That I believe was the key.
我相信我那个时的饶恕是打开一切祝福的一个钥匙。
It was that my mom said, "How do you know that your God is real?"
因为当时我的妈妈就质问我，她说：“你怎么知道你所信的这个耶稣是真神呢？”
Because I said, "A real God answers prayers."
因为我当时跟我妈妈回答说：“我说真的神是垂听祷告的。”
How do you know?
你怎么知道啊？
Then I told her what happened.
然后我就告诉她我的经历。
Really?
她说：“真的吗？”
That began a whole series of miracles.
从那之后开始一系列在我们家
中的神迹。Miracle after miracle after miracle.
那个神迹是一个接一个的接着来。
That's what forgiveness can do.
这就是饶恕可带来的一个
祝福。When you forgive,
当你去饶恕的时候
the impossible becomes possible.
那不可能的事变为可能。
Amen? And this is the one thing that I've done in my life that I'm saying, I'm glad I did it. I'm sure...God is pleased.
所以这是我很这些事让我觉得我在生命中我真的做对了。我说感谢神，我做了这件事，我确定神很喜悦的。
I truly believe if I did not forgive my brother, then my life, my family would turn out completely different.
我相信如果当时我没有选择去原谅的话，我的生命，我家人的生命会完全不一样。
I don't believe I will become a pastor.
我不相信我能今天站在这里成为牧师。
I don't believe we would have started churches.
我也不相信我们会真的建立这么多教会。
I'm not even sure whether my family will still be saved.
我也不确定我的家人能不能得救。
But because I forgave.
但是因为当时我原谅了，我饶恕了。
God did His part.
神做了他的工作。
And we must do our part.
我们也要做我们的工作。
Amen. Whenever we ask God to do something in order to help us to forgive, He will.
很多时候，当我们求神来帮助我们去原谅的时候，神一定会帮助我们。
What's so amazing about that miracle of bumping into my brother was this.
就当时我突然间明明就撞到我哥哥的那个经历这么奇妙。
The probability of bumping into him is already incredibly slim, isn't it?
就是我能在茫茫人海中撞见他的那个几率已经少而又少了。
There was somebody else that came to the same spot at the same time.
就是同一个人在同一个地方出现。
So when I came out of Wongi, my brother came down like this.
但是我从忘记那个餐厅里面走出来后，我的哥哥从这边一面过来。
Across the road, somebody else called Aaron. He crossed the road.
Aaron,
my brother. He was also in Chinatown at the same time.
所以当时我的另外一个哥哥 Aaron, 然后也在同一时间在唐人街从那个地方向我走一遍走来。
Now what is the probability of that happening? Three of us at the same time.
就是我们三兄弟在同一时间在那个地方遇见的几率到底有多大？怎么可能
？Because it also shocked him.
因为这样的是我们的一个遇见，让他当时非常震惊。
He said, "How come this happened?"
他说啊，怎么会突然这样我们遇见了
？I said to my brother, "Because I prayed."
然后我告诉他，因为我祷告了。
I said, "Be careful, this thing works."
我说你小心点，这个神很灵的。
Be careful about prayer, it works.
所以你小心啊，我祷告很灵的。
And so at home we were thinking, should we tell mom or not? I don't know. I said, But God answered our prayer.
My prayer. 我们当时说哦，我们要不要告诉妈妈？然后那时候我就很兴奋说，哇，神真的垂听我的祷告。
At that time, Aaron was still new believer or just about to believe.
当时我的哥哥 Aaron,
I can't remember.
我的 Aaron, 但是我记不清楚他当时信还是没信。
But indeed, it impacted him.
但是当时那个经历给他一个很大的影响。
He saw what happened.
因为他亲眼看到了发生的那个事情。
Was it to do with my faith?
是那跟我的信心有关吗
？No，
完全没有。
It was to do with my willingness。
是其实跟我的那个我。
To say the words。
一个愿意的心去说这个话。
Lord， I am willing to forgive my brother if I see him。
虽然当时我的信心不够大，我只说如果让我见到我的哥哥的话，我愿意来饶恕他。
To God， that's more than enough。
但尽管这样的一个祷告，神都觉得够了。
Amen。嗯。And the mediator is mediating。True worship and true prayers.
所以这个真正的宗保是借着我们，帮助我们可以进入到敬拜当中，并且来垂听我们的祷告。
Both access God.
这两种方法都让我们可能进入到神同在。
Our prayers are heard by God.
我们的所有祷告都是被神垂听的。
Because we pray in Jesus' name.
因为我们的祷告是奉主的名来祷告的。
Amen.
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 And therefore.We finish up in Hebrews, it says in Hebrews, we're not going to turn to that. He said, in chapter 14, he says, right, therefore boldly come before the throne of grace.
所以在希伯来书十四章有这个经文说了，我们可以坦然无惧的来到他的至圣所里。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙的，美好的
事情。You and I, by the mediator, have been given the privilege of worship God.
所以我们借着耶稣基督的这个中保就仲裁者，我们可以来到神面前来敬拜他。
And now we can boldly come before the throne of grace.
而且我们如今可以坦然无惧的来到他的施恩宝座前。
And be confident.
并且有这样的信心。
And ask God.
并且可以来求告神。
Amen. Then can you, brothers and sisters, can you see now?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以现在可以看明白吗
？That in Easter，
所以在这个复活节期间
，Jesus as the mediator，
耶稣基督作为我们的仲裁者
，was able to give what God wanted，
他可以给神想要达到的
，and give us what we wanted，
并且赐给我们所想要达到的
，so we thank him。
所以我们要感谢我们的耶稣基督。
Today you can worship and we can pray to God.
今天我们如今有这样的一个特权，可以来敬拜他，并且向他祷告。
Today, God is happy because He is known by us.
今天神很喜悦，是因为他知道我们认识的父。
Yeah, amen. God is revealed. God known by, and also He's happy because He's able to give us a new covenant.
我们的父神很喜悦，是因为他如今能把这个新约赐给我们。
And we're happy.
我们也很开心。
So the two parties say, "Okay, where do we sign?"
所以现在两方都很满意，说，哎，我们在这个约要在哪里签字呢
？So man and us come. Sorry, God and us are now one.
所以现在神与人之间合而为一。
So I want to encourage you that this coming Easter,
我想鼓励大家在将来的
meditate upon what God has done for us.
所以在复活节期间，我们来思想基督耶稣为我们所做的。
Know that He is the mediator.
知道他是我们与神之间的这个中保。
He's able to give what God wanted.
他能给神想要达到的，父神想得到的。
And what we wanted.
并且能满足我们所想要达到的。
So we praise His name. Let's pray.
让我们来赞美他们的神，好，
Father, I thank you, Lord.
父啊，我们感谢你。
That your goodness and mercy always follow us.
主啊，你的良善和慈爱永远追随着我们。
And you make that goodness and mercy possible.
主啊，你的良善真的向我们显明。
By revealing who the Father is.
借着向我们启示父是谁。
Revealing who God is.
让我们真正的认识这位神。
And by drawing us to you, Lord, with a new covenant.
主要借着你赐给我们所这个更美之约来吸引我们。
And today we have access to God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
今天我们对这个三位一体的圣父、圣子、圣灵有一个完全的一个进入。
That we are able to worship you.
我们可以完全来敬拜你。
And able to pray.
并且来向你祷告。
And you are a living God.
你是那永活的神。
That's able to hear us.
你可以来垂听我们的每一个祷告。
And willing to bless us.
并且你愿意来祝福我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. 好，我们站立起来。
Let's worship Him. We come before His presence. And God is more than willing to hear our prayers and receive our worship. We have a new covenant with Him. And we can see His face. Oh, we're so blessed.
是的，主，我们感谢你。
Amen.
不会再来远落 Close in strength and beauty My goodness so wonderful indeed You who calm the tempest You who save the blind see Mighty is your hand to deliver me King of heaven Exalted above all My victory, my song Great in majesty and glory, King of heaven. You're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reign So wonderful indeed. You who calm the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me. King of heaven.And glory, King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reign forevermore. King of heaven, exalted above.
Jesus.
主，我们来赞美。
We praise you, Lord.
主，一切颂赞归给你。
Thank you for your kindness.
谢谢主你的良善。
Thank you for your goodness.
谢谢你的良善和慈爱。
Thank you for revealing the Father to us.
谢谢主将父向我们显明。
Thank you for a new covenant.
谢谢你赐给我们那更美的约。
Thank you for opening access to God for us.
谢谢你打开那圣门，让我们可以坦然无惧的来到父的同在里。
And I just pray, O God, that in every moment, every day of our lives,
主，我们祷告，在我们生命的每一刻
，May your presence be with us.
愿你的同在都在我们的里面。
I pray that this coming week, Lord,
祷告在将来的一周当中
，No matter what challenges we have,
不管我们面对怎样的一个挑战
，And the meetings that we have scheduled,
主，我们
，The people that we have to talk to.
主，我们不管去怎样的会议，我们见到怎样的人。
If we are in fear,
如果我们里面有惧怕
，Give us the peace, Lord.
主啊，求你赐给我们平安。
Because your presence is with us.
因为你的同在在我们里面。
No matter how big the fear or the challenge is,
不管我们将要面对怎么样的一个挑战
，You are with us.
你是与我们同在的。
We have access to God.
我们可以进到你里面。
And he will hear our prayers.
你必定垂听我们的祷告。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，我们的主，奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
好，大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面来。神祝福大家。
你医治我祷告，我要动主的手，祷告做的事。